from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of The Morning Shift. The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Erie McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Better now, I asked the room.
For what?
From Sunday.
No.
You guys, when I came in here
absolutely
today,
not.
On a Tuesday, I still felt like it was a Monday. Does everyone seem doom and gloom?
No, it's not doom and gloom. It's just sadness, man. Thiff, you've been a part of this. We talked for 8 months about this offense and Kirk Cousins and everything else, and it just was a complete massive, not a letdown, it was a meltdown.
We unwrapped a present Sunday at 1 o'clock, and it looked to be a lump of coal.
Yeah.
And not
the
big wheel.
You hyped up for a long time.
And not the big power wheel Bigfoot that I was hoping to get. I got a...
That you can still fit into.
Yeah, I can still fit into it. I'd drive the damn thing, too, but couldn't drive that thing I got Sunday.
Not to go full Squidbilly either, but it was amazing to me how many people were like, you guys from 92.9 hyped up this offense all offseason. I was like, two things. Number one, every media personality known to man hyped up this offense. There's no reason
what
not to have
it. What are you going to say? Like, it's excitement.
That's
of a new
my
season.
Thing.
It's a new roster. It's a new head coach, new offensive coordinator.
Tiff, go to Vegas. This is a team that's favored to win the NFC South. I mean, it's not like we're just making things up. So it's been a tough, not 48 hours yet, but 36 hours. And the only thing that's going to make you feel better is if you come out and score or actually move the ball down the field more than one time on Monday night. And it's going to be very, very tough. It's going to be it's going to be maybe harder than it was last week. So I don't know, man.
I think Pittsburgh's a better defense front to back. I just do. I think you look at the front seven of Pittsburgh is as good as you'll find, because, you know, we talk about how good they are inside and Philly, and they are. Philadelphia is good. Philadelphia is probably better in the interior, but I'll take Cameron Hayward over almost anybody in the NFL defensive line wise. There's not many guys I'm taking over a guy like Cameron Hayward, because he is a hell of a player. And then TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith, those are as you're going to be hard-pressed to find two better starting edge rushers than Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt on any team in football.
Yeah.
And then you got the middle with Patrick Queen, and Peyton Wilson was as a rookie. But then you just go to the back, and you've got Joey Porter and Dante Jackson. You're going to be hard-pressed at times to find two better duos than they are, along with Minkah Fitzpatrick and Deshaun Elliott roaming in the secondary. Now, I like our safeties as a twosome better than that twosome, but Minkah Fitzpatrick is as good as as anybody out there as well.
And I think this is a prime opportunity to talk about the addition of Matthew Judon. And he did get, 60-65% of the snaps. But when you talk about Matthew Judon as opposed to a Highsmith or T.J. Watt, go watch what they were doing to Matthew Judon. They were keeping him off balance. They were keeping him guessing. They were not allowing him to just tee off on the offensive line from Pittsburgh. That is not what we saw offensively for the Atlanta Falcons. So that just adds to the frustration of, yes, they were allowed to really get after you and hone in on what you were doing. And on the flip side, because of a lot of different factors, that's not what we saw from Arnold Ebiketie and James Smith-Williams and all the other guys defensively for the Atlanta Falcons, even though they played a good brand of defense.
Well, yeah, James Smith-Williams had one of the best plays I saw all day with his stretch in. Was that a little swing pass, I think?
I think it was in the round or something.
Yeah, and he just stretched it. He ended up tackling the player blocking him.
Yeah, he did.
And the ball carrier. I mean, it was like a joint tackle. He should have gotten credited for two tackles.
There's the silver lining. And now we could turn the page, and you're going to hope for a better display of what the Falcons can do because they have the Eagles on Monday Night Football.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What do we expect from the challenge that they present? Here's Raheem Morris.
It's just really the whole offense when you look at those guys, right? You're talking about a bunch of superstars across the board, the Slim Reaper, A.J. Brown. You got Saquon out there. They just traded for Dotson. They got a bunch of guys out there. They got the biggest offensive line in the history of the game. You know, they got a brand new center, and it's going to create a really challenge for us. And Hurts was the run-up in MVP just a year ago, whatever the case may be. So they got a good offense. So we got to get up in the lab right now, and that's what today and tomorrow is about.
Back in the lab right now.
Yeah, I hope that they're in the lab concentrating on Philadelphia and not, you know, Kansas City as some of and Xavier Worthy as some have expressed they want them to. This is going to be tough. I'm telling you, A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith are a problem. They're a real blanking problem. And if you didn't watch what happened Friday night, well, guess what? They added a problem, and that's Saquon Barkley because he played pretty well in his opening game. Now, he is a guy that it's early, so and unfortunately, you don't get banged up, dinked up Saquon Barkley as we've seen through his career. But this guy was a touchdown scoring machine in the red zone for the Philadelphia in week one, as Dylan documented when he was down there cheering on the Eagles in Brazil. And this is one of those deals where you're going to have to score points to beat them.
But also, he doesn't have to do everything, right? He doesn't have to do everything like it felt like at times he had to do with the Giants and probably led to maybe some more wear and tear. Now, as you mentioned, you got A.J. Brown and
Devonta Smith. You got Dotson.
So, you know?
Alice Goddard.
Good point, Tiff.
I think that. And two, that you guys know me and what I'm going to focus on, and because Raheem kind of mentioned it right there, you also have Jordan Mailata
Lane Dickerson, who signed the richest guard contract in history this offseason. Lane Johnson, who probably is the best right tackle in the NFL, and Lane Johnson. So, yes, you don't have Jason Kelce anymore, and yes, that is going to be difficult. And maybe Cam Jurgens is a guy you can look at and say, hey, we can attack the center position. I just this is not a team you want to go in and play with a less than stellar game plan. Let me just put it that way, because when you just look their roster up from one end to the other, it's a team that has Super Bowl aspirations, and you are going into an extremely hostile environment in prime time on Monday night.
Is it better that they got what they did on Sunday out of the way?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. I said I do a hit with a radio station in big old Cleveland, Tennessee, weekly. I mean, it's a massive, massive following for me. Squid Nation's everywhere, Tiff.
Home of former Falcon Jacques McClendon.
Wow, it's a good pull. Yeah. That's a good pull. I was asked a similar question, and I said, well, hopefully, and then my literally phrase I said is, hopefully they're pissed off. Hopefully, you know, Zach Robinson is like, I didn't do a good enough job. And Kirk Cousins is, I didn't do a good enough job. And Caleb McGarry and Kyle, everybody is teed off that this is not who we are. And you go up there with that mindset. And the defense maybe will play with even a little bit more hair on fire because of the things that you've talked about. I think it's actually a good thing that Philadelphia won. I'll be honest, I didn't think Philadelphia looked like world beaters on Friday night.
Yeah. Didn't start out that way. Yeah.
I thought they were sloppy. I thought Jalen Hurts was sloppy at times. I thought both of those teams in Brazil were sloppy. And I hope there's a little bit of jet lag from 10 hours one way and 10 hours back, that maybe they're a little bit behind, and maybe that took a toll on them, and maybe they're coming in here a little bit dragging. That'd be nice to take it to be the team that gets to take advantage of something.
It was Friday, and it's Monday.
I know.
Lot of time.
Nick Sirianni's their coach, and I don't know how much you trust them. I don't trust him a ton. And so hopefully they're not up to par. Maybe they're feeling themselves a little bit. But I'm going to tell you something. Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis in the middle, they banged up Jordan Love, and I don't need that to Kirk Cousins. Just saying he's 100%, I don't need that.
No, I'm with you, and I think there's a lot of different ways to look at it. First and foremost, I mean, you're going to get a Mike Hughes on AJ Brown or Devontae Smith, which I don't think is a great matchup right now. And then on top of that, you're going to have to do something to stop Jalen Hurts from running and absolutely running up the score with his legs. So you also have to maybe commit a Justin Simmons or somebody like that to that role. So there's a lot of things to look at in terms of what this matchup will be. The bottom line is you're going to have to play your best game. And Tiff, to answer your question, would I have rather it, be done in week two? I don't know that I saw enough in week one to make me think that there is going to be this rebound reaction. It's not saying they can't win. They can win. And hopefully they will. But it has to be a completely different outlook on offense if we're going to even sniff at it.
Optimistic-ish.
I just can't find it. I don't know. Here's what I'll say. If they had, if the Falcons had found a way to score a touchdown on the first drive, and had it held Pittsburgh on one of their field goals, and we're talking about a completely different game where maybe the Falcons win a 17-15 victory, I still don't know how I'd feel about going into this game, because it just there's very little to me that looked like you knew what you were doing offensively, and hopefully they can turn that around in week two, and they left something in the carry-on right there.
Well, I think the thing it comes back to is that first drive, penalties. Penalties kill drives, and turnovers kill drives. And if you can clean those up, I do think you would have won that game.
Well, stay with us here on the Morning Shift. Later on, we are giving away a pair of tickets to Atlanta United's home match against Montreal on Wednesday, October 2nd in Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now at atlutd.com. But I will tell you when to call in. Or Dylan, am I doing that right now? Okay, I will wait and do that later. Don't call yet. I'll let you know when to do that to try to win your tickets. Up next, we got a Life of Squid.
We remember a legend, and Peyton Manning was upset with one wide receiver from last night's game. All next on the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.